It's Wednesday, the 6th of May, day 46. I'm looking at a photograph of Piccadilly Circus that was taken at 5 p.m. on the 3rd of April last. That was a Friday afternoon. It's in the centre of London. And the thing that's really eerie about it is that there are no human beings in the picture at all. The place seems completely deserted. Here's another photograph of Trinity Street in Cambridge, looking down towards St. John's College. Again, completely deserted. A third photograph of King's Parade, Cambridge. In the tourist season, this is the busiest street in the town, with long crocodiles of Chinese tourists with selfie sticks and guides. But now, eerily deserted. And looking at these photographs, I'm suddenly reminded of all controversies from the 1980s about a particular kind of nuclear weapon, officially known as an enhanced radiation weapon, more commonly called a neutron bomb. This was a low-yield thermonuclear weapon designed to maximize lethal neutron radiation in the immediate vicinity of the blast, while minimizing the physical power of the blast itself. It was developed at a time when the United States was still interested in Europe, still had troops and bases, in a continent divided by an iron curtain, on the other side of which the Soviet Union had amassed large formations of troops and tanks. The Soviet forces greatly outnumbered the NATO forces on the western side. And the conventional wisdom was that if the Soviets really started to move westwards, they would overwhelm the opposition by sheer force of numbers. The neutron bomb was developed, it is said, to give NATO an option of using low-yield nuclear weapons, which would inflict terrible damage on the opposing armies, while not entirely devastating the German countryside that NATO was supposedly defending. The neutron burst, which was seen as the primary destructive action of the weapon, was what made it a tactical rather than a strategic instrument of war. Now, this was all more or less baloney, I think. But the popular conception of the neutron bomb was that it killed all the humans within quite a wide range around the explosion, while leaving most of the buildings intact. And this led Leonid Brezhnev, the Soviet president, in what was possibly the only witty remark that that old brute ever made, to describe the neutron bomb as a capitalist weapon, because it was designed to eliminate humans while preserving property. So perhaps you can see why those images of deserted streets in London and Cambridge brought this vestige of the Cold War to my mind. Because there is now an eerie quality to our public spaces under this lockdown regime. It's as if a series of neutron bombs had descended on our towns. One sees photographs from all over the world of wild animals roaming urban streets that they would have hitherto never have dared to explore. I see sheep wandering down the streets of Welsh hill towns, or a family of wild boars crossing a deserted roundabout in Haifa, in Israel. It's as if nature is reclaiming the ruins of an abandoned planet. And in a strange way, maybe that's what's going on. The coronavirus is not a foreign adversary, like the Soviet Union. It's a product of nature. And it's possible that this particular one is the first of many. At any rate, in recent years, scientists have linked many emerging infectious diseases to animals, especially wildlife. Much of that wildlife is being displaced by global warming and habitat loss, putting stressed species that are more susceptible to infection in closer contact with humans. Recent research has revealed a large reservoir of viruses and other microbes in animals that could spell disaster if they spill over and infect humans. So if you were of an eschatological turn of mind, you might say that this particular virus is actually a dry run for the ultimate destiny of humanity. And it didn't need a single neutron bomb.